it came to light as part of the RTE Primetime programme investigations into the ambulance service that there was a number of calls that had been taped. Now, we're talking about non-essential, non-emergency or non-blue light calls, and that's ordinary kind of clerical administration type calls that it appears have been taped since 2010 without the knowledge of the staff on the ground in Ballyshannon.
Now, you believe this is of such a serious nature that a complaint has but now been lodged with the Data Protection Commission?
Well, absolutely, because, I mean, ostensibly what we have here is a situation where the employer has taped telephone calls of workers without either their knowledge or their permission. And I think that if you look at what has been said previously about the taping in Garda stations, that the Data Protection Commissioner believes that it's a serious matter. So I've lodged a formal complaint on behalf of our staff, and it's time for the HSE to give us the answers we require. Now, on top of this, they confirmed to the staff in 2010 that there was going to be no taping of telephone calls. So I'm not sure whether there's something sinister about this, but clearly in order to allay the fears and concerns of the staff, the management need to make clear what has happened, and we will review and reflect on that, and if we feel that it's necessary, we'll press even further with the Data Protection Commissioner.
The union has also submitted a number of questions to the National Ambulance Service management. Have any answers been forthcoming?
No. They tell us that an answer is being drafted as we speak. Clearly, what we want to know is that who made the decision, who knew that the calls were being taped, and have they been reviewed and monitored in any way? I mean, if you think about it, this is the equivalent of just your own personal daily lives being taped without your knowledge, and it's a fairly serious allegation. And to allay the fears of the staff, they need to put everything on the table, and we'll make decisions after that.